Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates, the law firm. This is People Power Politics. And when we talk about people power politics, we talk about law. Because the best representatives you could actually have is lawyers. Is that an occupational preference? I would say no. Because what lawyers have to do, they have to listen to the questions, they have to do their research and come up with the answers. A lot of elected officials, they listen to the questions, they do no research, and they give us no answers. So that will probably disqualify a lot of people running for the mayorship. So Maya Garcia Eric, who is the lawyer? Maya, vote for her. As a lawyer, that's what I would say. So when we give people important jobs, we want to know that they are qualified for it. And the best qualification, in my own humble opinion, is elected officials being lawyers in these top jobs. We also have to understand the issues. So today, on People Power and Politics, listen to what we said on Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Peace.
For undocumented immigrants in the United States, life can be difficult. The stakes are high. Getting caught means a likely removal, deportation from the United States. But it also may break apart a family, disrupt the family's finances, and result in stiffer immigration penalties. Mr. Figueroa, what are the paths to legal status for undocumented immigrants? How can one get their green card?
Yes, the U.S. government is the love government. What does that mean? Well, anyone who comes to the United States overstay their time. Once they overstay their time, their only option for legalization is in the immediate relative category. What does that mean? If you come to the U.S., you overstay your time by 6 months. If you leave the country, you're subject to a 3-year ban. If you come and you overstay by 1 year, you're subject to a 10-year ban. It means once you overstay, by 1 day, your visa is canceled. And the only way you could legalize, get a work permit, get your green card, is if an immediate relative petitions for you. That is, if you're married to a U.S. citizen, not a green card holder, married to a U.S. citizen, you could get your green card, your work permit within 6 to 18 months. That's in New York here. If you are a parent, a U.S. citizen, and your child under 21 and you overstay, your parent could petition for you. If you're a child 21 years or older, U.S. citizen, you could petition for your parent if they overstay their time. So essentially, those are the three methods for legalization. Obviously, everyone doesn't have a parent here. Everyone doesn't have a child here that could petition for them. Nor can you just fall in love. Yes. And what is the big dilemma? You're dating someone. At what point in time do you tell them you don't have a green card? So it's a very awkward situation for those people. Also, how about people who come here and they're married, but they have no parents, they have no children who could petition for them? What can they do? Do they get a divorce? Well, who wants to divorce someone they love? And that option is the only option if they could legalize here in the United States of America. So is the U.S. government a love government? On one instance, they're encouraging people to get married, to get their green card. And in another instance, they are encouraging people to divorce and find U.S. citizens to marry to get their green cards. So these are the moral dilemmas that people have. And there are people who have been in this country for decades. They refuse to divorce someone that they love in order to marry someone to get a green card. And those people and others are people who are dependent on Biden and his promise for comprehensive immigration reform. Comprehensive immigration reform is to make the system a better system. So what is the path to legalization for people who are here, but they cannot marry a U.S. citizen for one reason or the other? And it is hopeful that the Senate, where President Biden needs 9 votes to pass comprehensive immigration reform, he will be able to do so. And the clock is ticking, because what if President Biden loses Congress in the next cycle in 2022? What is going to be the situation when you don't even have control of the legislative bodies? So can a compromise be made with the Republicans? Do they really want to continue politicizing immigration that they have done for over a quarter century or more? My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. What is your path to legalization? And that path to legalization is what we discuss when you call for a free consultation with the office. So we will ask you a number of questions to determine what can or cannot be done for you. Are you one of the fortunate people that is grandfathered under 245I, a old law that expired April 30, 2001, and you were physically present before December 21st, 2000. So there are many little loopholes, so to speak. There are different variables that we look at. So for example, did you get TPS from Haiti, Venezuela, or any one of those countries? But if you came here without inspection, the Supreme Court said, look, you're still considered as being entering without inspection. What can be done for you? Because even if you're married to a U.S. citizen and you came here without inspection, you will have problems. One of them, obviously, one relief is a provisional waiver, all right? But if it's a parent, a child petitioning for a parent, there's no provisional waivers. So there's a waiver for the children, there's a waiver for the spouse, but there's no waiver for the parent. While you have TPS, should you get advanced parole and have that legal entry once you travel? My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And yes, what we are talking about here is diagnosing your problem. Like, you go to a doctor, the doctor asks you certain questions to determine what medicine you should have. Similarly, with a lawyer, the attorney should be learned enough with obviously ample experience in immigration law or other areas of law that you may need assistance in, so that what? They could come up with some solutions for you. A lot of us may be inadmissible. Why? Marijuana charges. Just imagine, what's the law? 2 simple marijuana possession charges make you inadmissible. What can make you admissible so you could get a green card? And because of legislation in New York State, it could be done now for you, where a 440 motion, a motion to, you know, change your plea or change what you were convicted on, making it more amenable to immigration for immigration status. That's one of the solutions that we talk about. So anytime you have a couple of arrests, what do we ask for? The certificate of disposition. So if you come into the office in those situations and you have 2 arrests, 3 arrests, 10 arrests, we need the certificate of disposition for all arrests that you have. Start getting them at the criminal court before you come to the office. Obviously, we need to see all of them. If you've been ordered deported, can you reopen your deportation case? Obviously, we have to see a file from immigration. We'll do a Freedom of Information Act request. And we have to listen to the facts of the case. And what happened, obviously, at your deportation hearing is important as to how we proceed. Again, we are diagnosing. How can we help you? My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. You're filing for your citizenship. Some of us come from, you know, countries where we might speak a different language. Haiti, Latin American countries, you know, where they speak French, Spanish, different languages. And some people could never learn English for one reason or the other. What are your options to become a U.S. citizen? Because the test is in English, both the history test and the writing test, the reading test. What are your options for citizenship? These are the issues that are common in our community, and how do we address them? Obviously, we have to assess your case to determine whether or not you have a medical issue that hampers you from, obviously, you know, reading and writing, and it affects, obviously, literacy. Or is there some exemptions that apply to you in order for you to receive, you know, your citizenship and not take those tests? These are the things that we do through our consultations, whether in the office or via the phone. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So, what are the issues? What is happening? Well, the law is dynamic, especially in immigration. So, for example, the Biden administration, their proposal for amnesty, the Biden's administration reintroducing prosecutorial discretion. Yeah. So you may be not eligible for relief in a deportation hearing, but because of humanitarian issues, you might be eligible for a work permit. You might be eligible to remain here even if you are ordered deported. It is an argument that obviously should be made where humanitarian issues are concerned. Everything is not black and white, so to speak. People make mistakes in life, whether it be their criminal activities, whether it be political activities. We need a government to be lenient where leniency is required. That is why one of the issues we like to see Biden address is provisional waivers for parents. So, the president is doing what he has to do through advocacy from elected officials. If there's a relief that you need or expanded to a particular group, who are the people that could do so for you? Your elected officials. So whether it be a congressional representative, whether it be our senators. So in New York State, we have Senator Schumer, Senator Gillibrand. We need to advocate. We need to talk to them to say, you know, these are the laws that we need passed. These are the executive orders that we need done. And various organizations, nonprofits, they lobby these elected officials, like the American Immigration Lawyers Association. I've been a member for almost 25 years. So by having reputable organizations and obviously a demand from the community, we could get certain laws passed, certain executive orders passed that could assist us. What are these laws that we need? Like comprehensive immigration reform. What does that really mean? What do we need through executive order that the president could pass because he cannot obviously help us with the passage of law? The DREAM Act. The DREAM Act is for people who came here before their 16th birthday. There's a cutoff date, June of 2007, graduated from high school, acceptable into college, good moral character. They get work permits. Do you qualify for DACA? Did you miss the application process? The big issue now, why can't we give them a green card? The DREAM Act was actually proposed in August of 2001, and then you had September 11th in 2001. Why it is our Republicans cannot have the moral values, the moral conviction to pass the DREAM Act, and that's in discussion. But when we elect people at various levels of government, we have certain needs. So, for example, New York City, which has the most segregated public school system in the country, that's a big problem. Why? Because our path to wealth, our path to having a good job is an education. Our parents don't own a home. Our parents don't have the best jobs. And if we are to change the situation in our household, our only asset is our brain. Our dreams can only be fulfilled if we pay attention to our education. So we need more after-school programs where they could help our kids with their homework, they could get meals, they could get additional tutoring, not just sports. And these are the issues that our elected officials are supposed to look at. So it is very disturbing when people, candidates for the mayorship, don't understand these issues. So, for example, voting rights for green card holders, desegregating the public school system. The candidates that we found when we did interviews with them that seemed to understand these issues was Maya, was Garcia, was Morales. But that's it. Every other candidate either did not understand, did not care, or, you know, they were dumb on the issues. And some of them, surprisingly, Eric Adams, who's running for the mayorship, which the Caribbean American Weekly endorsed, of three candidates, they endorsed Maya, they endorsed Garcia, and they endorsed Eric. But Eric didn't know the difference between somebody who undocumented and a green card holder. And he's in the heart of Brooklyn. Many immigrants visit him at the borough president office, you know, in Brooklyn. And when asked if he would support voting rights for immigrants, he said, oh, yeah, I'll support for the undocumented. But no, it's not the undocumented, Eric. It's green card holders. You don't want someone who just came off a plane or boat, whatever, with voting rights. You want people who have been here for a very long time, people who may not be able to get their citizenship for one reason or the other, illiteracy, etc. Those people should have the right to vote. Not only that, 25% of New York City residents are naturalized citizens. Almost 90% of the people in public schools are children of immigrants. And this segregated public school system, no candidate is willing to say, okay, the solution is open enrollment, meaning any child, first come, first serve, could choose a school to go to that is suited to them, that could help them. You know, everybody wants to go to the best school, but you can't. Whether it be charter schools, whether it be the regular public schools. And on top of that, only recently the state government is looking at the disparity in funding for these schools, public schools. So your child might not only be going to a segregated school, most likely. Your child is probably going to an underfunded school, public school, compared with public schools throughout New York State. Is it because the New York City public school system, mostly it's immigrants, people without a voice? What we need to see from these various candidates for borough president, for the mayorship, is we need them to be progressive. And progressive is probably the wrong word. We need them to have good moral character. And good moral character means that you care about the people that you serve. You know, some people like to taint the word progressive. Well, if you love God, are you progressive? I don't think so, because you have Republicans who love God that don't want immigrants here. But I could give you a 40-page essay with hundreds of citations that the Bible states be good to immigrants. But do these God, Bible, carrying Republicans and Democrats, do they really understand God's message in the Bible? I dare say no. Because if they did, comprehensive immigration reform would be passed. Voting rights for immigrants would be there. And it took New York State a long time to fund the New York State Dream Act and also to give driver's license to undocumented people. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Our number to call is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. To make an appointment online, you could go to www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Voting time is here. You could vote via the mail. Why don't you do it? How do you choose a candidate? When we were looking at the Brooklyn Borough President race, Antonio Reynoso from the Dominican Republic, black mixed with Spanish, you know, that's how they come out from a lot of these islands, including myself. I'm a whole Callaloo of whatever. Yeah, you know, all those genes go back, you know. Sometimes the black woman didn't have a choice as to who had sex with her. So, you know, you had all sorts of things happening in history. I say different shades scattered globally, same goal. That's what we have. But Antonio Reynoso is the most progressive, the one who understands the plight of immigrants. As I said, in New York City, makes up at least a quarter of the population naturalized citizens, more so in Brooklyn and other counties like Queens. And he's speaking our language. He was endorsed by the Caribbean American Weekly for the borough president's race. So we need people like him, people with integrity, people who understand the issues, people we don't have to convince him that good things need to be done for immigrants. So some of us will pray for him. Some of us will vote for him. We want you to vote and pray for Antonio Reynoso for the Brooklyn Borough President race, endorsed by Caribbean American Weekly and the Immigrants Journal. Yes, it's a process. But if you do not participate in democracy, then you will always have people taking you for granted. So Trinidadians, Jamaicans, Haitians, people from the Dominican Republic, people from the entire Latino Hispanic diaspora, the African diaspora, you have to vote your interests. And unfortunately, people who look like us and speak like us really don't understand us. Yeah. So we need to forge together. We need to work together and look at these various persons running for office, whether it be the city council, whether it be the borough president's race, whether it be the mayor's race, whether it be the comptroller's race. And if these people do not advocate for us, if these people claim that they are progressive, but we are not on their agenda because we don't look like them, then you have to have issue with that. And I urge the listenership to vote. Go out and vote. Make smart choices. Some could be educated, others cannot. We have seen the growth of Eric Adams becoming more progressive because he started off as a Republican and an NYPD officer. What does that mean? He has to explain. But what obviously has happened in his life is he has moved from the right to the left. And right meaning not the right, but right wing, so to speak. So in New York City, once you win in the Democratic elections in June, November doesn't count. So whoever wins the Democratic primaries now, most likely that person is going to be your mayor, is going to be your city council representative, is going to be your borough president. So with our litmus tests, Riley, Maya, Eric, Garcia, Morales, yeah, those are our choices. And for Brooklyn Borough President, Mr. Antonio Reynoso. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Go out and vote. Thank you.
People power and politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power and politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.